Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown to Rushville. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine, with care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Rush County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
I think it's been a couple of months, actually, since we've had some vaccine stuff.
Oh, wow.
Pharmacies, antibodies, side effects, vaccine stuff.
And again, file this under the category of stuff we already knew. Headline, largest COVID vaccine study yet finds links to health conditions. Those health conditions include, oh, I don't know, neurological health conditions, blood health conditions, heart-related issues. They did a study, I think they looked at over 99 million vaxxed individuals in 8 countries. This Global Vaccine Data Network is the one that did the study.
Well, I'm sure you're probably getting this story, Nige, from Fox News or Breitbart, right?
No, this is Bloomberg. Big headlines on Bloomberg.
Well, then.
So, I mean, again, you know, the inflammation of the heart, myocarditis. This is stuff that we knew almost immediately after the vaccines came out.
This is word for word from this report. And again, you can find it in Bloomberg. Quote, the rare events identified early in the pandemic included a higher risk of heart-related inflammation from mRNA shots from Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, and an increased risk of type of blood clots in the brain after immunization with viral vector vaccines, such as the one developed by the University of Oxford and made by AstraZeneca.
Clot shot.
Now, this was a study that was multiple years in the making and just rolled out. So on the heels of that, let me double down with something here.
Okay.
Researchers at McMaster have found that closing schools during COVID may not have been necessary. This is another report that was just rolled out over the weekend.
Okay, open up the file drawer and file under the same category, things we already knew. I'm glad they're just now getting around to this. So they're saying that school closures weren't necessary to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Yeah, because kids aren't vectors, man. They don't pass it to each other like adults do. And if they were going to get it, they most likely got it from an adult.
The 2-year study examined more than 34,000 references, including databases, website, other studies related to child care settings across the globe. And quote, we found that after the initial shutdown where everything was locked down, schools did not appear to have much impact on the community level of transmission when the infection protocol measures were in place. Don Jr., your thoughts?
No shit! Who could have seen that coming? I had no idea!
Boy, those national teachers unions, man, here in the United States, they really used that as leverage, didn't they?
That horrible wench, Randy Weingarten, when she's not busy winning the Joe Namath lookalike contest, she was out there pounding her fist. We've got to lock things down. And then for some reason, she went to Ukraine.
Yeah. the thing is, we the United States was really behind European countries in terms of getting kids back in the classroom. I mean, they were almost back in the classroom immediately in places like Europe. We're still behind in terms of recommending the vaccine for kids. I mean, the CDC is recommending the COVID vaccine for 6 months and older, when other countries in Europe aren't even letting young people get the COVID-19 vaccine.
Because big pharma is
yes.
politics yeah. in the United States. Maybe it is in other countries as well. I can't speak to that, but I live in the United States and big pharma has big money, and with big money comes big politics, and they're all intertwined.